In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, as Eddie correctly identified for us a few minutes ago, there are four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And why four of them? A fairly common question asked by people exploring the Christian faith. And the standard answer is that they each tell the story from a different angle, because they are telling it to a different audience. But of course, it is still the same story, and there is a lot that they have in common. Luke is the one who wrote that account we just heard of the disciples being sent out on their mission. But the same story is found in the other three, at least, of the other Gospels as well. And we see in all of them this sense of urgency. Similarly, they all contain the instruction to heal the sick and the phrase, "The kingdom of God has come near to you." Dr. Luke, though, develops this message in his own way. Who has the kingdom of God come near to? And what does it look like when it does come near to us? And the answer to the second question is actually contained in the answer to the first. So who then does the kingdom of God come near to? The sick. Well, that is clear from Jesus' instructions to the 70 disciples. But Luke also tells us about many more people to whom the kingdom of God has come near. His gospel starts off with Elizabeth and Zechariah, a childless couple. No doubt their neighbours, with their quiver full of children, and remembering Psalm 127, "Sons are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward." Remembering that, they perhaps will have looked down on this couple. What is wrong with them? Why has the Lord not blessed them? And Elizabeth will have been excluded from all the talk about babies, about my son the professor, my son the accountant, that Jewish mamas are supposed to tell frequently about their children. Then there's Mary, sent away from her village so that the neighbours will not see her shame. And the shepherds too, out of sight, out of mind, out there on the hills doing a job that only the lowest of the low would do. In Luke's account of Jesus' adult ministry, there is a whole procession of people who are similarly on the edge, or indeed beyond the bounds of polite society. The lepers, the tax collectors, Samaritans, the dropout son, the woman made unclean by her constant bleeding, and even in the village of Nain, a dead body. In one way or another, these people are outcasts, excluded from the mainstream of society, perhaps even forbidden to enter the precincts of the temple, the special place where God has his dwelling place. But predating a certain prophet by 600 years or so, Jesus' actions show that if the people cannot come to God, God will come to them. All the healing miracles that are presented in Luke's gospel are of a piece with this, a piece with the other things that Jesus said and did. They are signs that God's kingdom has come near. To put it in simple terms, at the end of time, God will restore all things, will put right everything that is out of joint, broken, painful. God will wipe away all tears from their eyes, as it says in Revelation chapter 21. Behold, I make all things new. The events recorded in the Gospels are pointers, telling us that this is what God is doing. And Luke's special take on this is that everyone who is now excluded, outcast for whatever reason, will be included, brought into the fold. The shepherds come to the stable. When the lost son appears, his father runs to meet him and embrace him. The lepers can return to their villages. I wonder if Luke took this line because, as a Gentile, he was also himself an outsider. And if so, then he was writing for all of us. Because, as we recognize at the beginning of every Eucharist, we have become separated from God in some way, but he graciously invites us to draw near and be healed. And so we too can sing the song of Zechariah, recorded only in Luke's Gospel, a song that, well, I don't sing it, but I say it every day at morning prayer. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Amen.